For Maryland residents, time is running out to file your state taxes. This is Don Rush. Maryland Comptroller's Office issued a three-month delay back in April for state filers, and July 15th is just around the corner. We talked with Comptroller Peter Francho about how the process is going.
We moved it 90 days from April 15th because that allowed several billion dollars in state tax payments to stay available for small businesses and individuals who were struggling with the COVID. So it's proven to be a hugely popular and very important thing. We have processed to date 3 million tax returns. We've returned over $2 billion in refunds, but we're expecting a 500,000 returns or so to come in by Thursday, the 15th. We encourage everybody to file their state taxes. If you don't, you're going to end up in a situation where you may have to pay penalties or interest payments or et cetera. And we don't want that. We are the only state in the country, I think, that had a 90-day forbearance this year. It's proven to be very successful. And I'm just encouraging people and reminding them that if they have not submitted their state taxes, do it. If they don't have any money, Don, send me a little note saying, "Dear Peter, I don't have any money," or "I can't figure out the tax code," or "help me," and put your contact information in. We'll get someone to take care of you. And we have a 30-day grace period before we get back into compliance.
Has the pandemic had an impact on tax returns in terms of the amount of money that people are sending in, because a lot of people didn't have jobs?
No, it isn't, because of the federal relief. We've gotten almost $70 billion in free cash from the federal government. It's come into the Maryland economy. That's the public relief money, but also the private paycheck protection plans. So it's an enormous amount of cash. It's a river of cash, and it's stabilized the state tax revenues, the county tax revenues, and the municipal tax revenues. Public budgets are not the problem right now, Don. The big problem are the third of low-wage earners, the third of Maryland workers called low-wage earners, who are financially annihilated, small businesses that have closed permanently. That's the problem. And then we have the remaining issue of budgets that are in jeopardy and the private sector. So I'm much more focused on the private sector budgets right now. And part of it is, we have there are lots of issues with COVID relief because it's just been, well, put it this way, it's been a fiasco for some agencies.
Looking ahead, are you optimistic in terms of the state's economy?
Very optimistic. I mean, already we're in a relatively robust recovery. And by the end of the year, it's going to be the roaring 20s. I more or less am assured that that's going to happen unless we have some catastrophic event with the stock market or the Federal Reserve or something nationally. But statewide, we are poised for a very, very robust recovery.
Maryland Comptroller Peter Francho, as the July 15th deadline looms to file your state taxes. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.